November the 27th. Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord. Zechariah 3:1. In Joshua the high priest, we see a picture of each and every child of God. They have been brought near by the blood of Christ and have been taught to minister in holy things and enter within the veil. Jesus has made us to be a kingdom and priests unto God. Revelation 1:6. And even here upon earth, we exercise the priesthood of consecrated living and hallowed service. This high priest is said to be standing before the angel of the Lord. That is, he is standing to minister. This should be the perpetual position of every true believer. Every place is now God's temple, and his people can just as truly serve him in their daily employment as in his house. They are to be always ministering, offering the spiritual sacrifice of prayer and praise, and presenting themselves a living sacrifice. Romans 12:1. Notice where it is that Joshua stands to minister. It is before the angel of the Lord. It's only through a mediator that we poor defiled ones can ever become priests unto God. I present what I have before the messenger, the Lord Jesus. Through him my prayers find acceptance wrapped up in his prayers. My praises become sweet as they are bound up with bundles of myrrh, aloes, and the finest spices from Christ's own garden. Song of Solomon 4:13-14. If I can bring him nothing but my tears, he will put them with his own tears in his own bottle. Psalm 56:8. For he once wept. John 11:35. If I can bring him nothing but my groans and sighs, he will accept these as an acceptable sacrifice. For he once was broken in heart and sighed heavily in spirit. John 11:33. I myself, standing in him, am accepted in the Beloved. Ephesians 1:6. And all my polluted works, though in themselves are only objects of divine abhorrence, are so received that God smells a sweet fragrance. 2 Corinthians 2:14-15. He is content, and I am blessed. You see, then, that the position of the Christian is one of a priest standing before the angel of the Lord.